The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN125.
Hey, guys, the holidays are approaching, and you might be thinking about how you're going to save some extra money. Well, I've got a way for you. How about consolidate your high-interest credit card balances to a lower rate and save with LightStream? And I'm telling you, this is so easy to go on and do. LightStream is going to offer credit card consolidation loans from 6.14% APR with AutoPay. Go compare that to the national average of credit card interest rate. It's over 19% APR. Some of them are a lot more than that. You can get a loan from $5,000 up to $100,000, and you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. The application is 100% online. There's no fees. And LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate. And right now, Blitzers can save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. LightStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page, find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name Jong, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And if you want to watch us on live stream, it is now working. So you can watch us on live stream. Just Google ESPN 975 live stream, click on it, and you'll see us sitting here talking. Missed the first hour? A lot of good stuff. I had Alex Morano on, talk about his fight coming up.
Yes.
And talked a little football, threw out some stat-type stuff, and we talked Lionfish.
Yeah.
And how,
against him, by the way.
How we can stop this Lionfish menace.
I'm against him.
So a lot more to go, and a couple of – I don't know if you saw this, but you see Mike Leach breaking down who would win a Pac-12 coaches brawl?
No.
He's so weird. I love him to death. But, yeah, he basically – went in and said he thinks that Kyle Whittingham would win. Said, based on their players, Kyle would be. Those guys hit you as hard as anybody in the conference. And he got to Herm Edwards. Said, I don't really care if they get ticked off because actually privately I think I would, but we're going to be more modest than that. So I'm going to say Kyle or Herm for sure. They're both in shape.
Okay.
Simple, at this age, if you're in shape, you've got a chance. They're both in great shape. They both exercise. And then pretty good and successful backgrounds as far as conditioning, all that.
I don't think Herm Edwards can fight.
No, and Herm Edwards is not a big dude.
No.
I mean, we interviewed him 1 year, and I mean, there are times when you see guys that you think are bigger from TV, and when you see them in person, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think Herm Edwards can take a punch.
Okay.
He does not look like a guy that can take a punch.
No, he could probably take a punch from Mike Leach.
Maybe.
Mike Leach, he doesn't strike me as someone who can throw a punch either.
If we're just going to put the best matchup together, because I don't really know, Mike Leach versus Chip Kelly.
I'd watch that.
I would pay money for that.
Yeah, I'd watch that fight.
How about Tom Herman versus Zach Smith?
No.
No. Like I like the idea of in the
Zach
offseason.
Smith is for sure 1-0. And
yeah, but that's,
I don't know if Tom Herman's ever been in a fight.
I don't know if he's ever hit a man though. So you don't know. And someone asked about Mario Cristobal, and Leach said, "Well, you don't want to get tied up with him. You don't want to let him get his hands on you because he's big and he's got long levers. You don't want him to get those things on you. He would be dangerous, no question. Formidable for sure." So
this is a weird conversation.
I know, but that's Mike Leach, right?
But
it's kind of fun for me because now I'm kind of thinking about coaching fights I'd like to see.
Yeah. I mean, Mike McIntyre's got to be like 280.
Yeah.
That's a big boy. He's old.
And he might not have a job at the end of this year.
Well, yeah, there's that.
So
what about Kevin Sumlin? You don't think he can fight, do you?
No. Kevin Sumlin can't fight. Hey, you could do a cage match with Sumlin, Leach, and Kelly, and I couldn't tell you who would win that. They're all kind of the same. So,
what about David Shaw? You think he can fight?
Maybe.
He's got kind of a tough guy look to him.
Yeah. Lance asks, has the traffic got way worse in Houston over the past few weeks? What the hell? It seems like it to me.
We live in Houston. Traffic sucks.
Did we have a bunch more people move here or something?
I'm telling you, when it gets dark earlier, the more and more people can't drive.
Mm. Yeah, well, I have noticed it. Just driving around Westheimer and places like that, it's been a lot more traffic lately. Taylor says, so if Bradley Cooper ever plays a vampire in a movie, we'll have a real Fred Fowler. Maybe.
Someone asked earlier if you're in works for Silver Linings Playbook 2.
No, I'm focusing on Guardians 3.
Okay.
That's my next role.
Ferris Bueller 2.
Stop. Oh man. Brooke says Edo versus Gundy.
Mm.
Yeah, Edo, he's a big dude.
I wouldn't want to fight.
No, I'd make him the favorite. That's you know what? That's one thing he could beat Saban at.
Yeah,
Saban's a little fella.
Yeah. Oh, he's an elf. Saban in person looks like a tiny little elf. I'm not sure. That's the one thing. As dominant as he is as a coach in the SEC, boy, I'm not sure I can name one coach he could beat in a fight.
Yeah.
In the conference,
he's Palillo-esque.
Oh, I think Palillo could post him up. I mean, he's tiny. Oh.
Someone asked about Charlie Strong. Charlie Strong's like 5'9".
Yeah, he looks bigger on TV.
Yeah, you think of Charlie Strong as like a...
Plus his name, you think, he's got to be tough.
But he's pretty yoked.
He is. But he's, like I said, he's 5'9". I mean, I guess 5'9" is semi-normal height. Not for a football player, but for like a normal person, I suppose.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I have no idea why I thought that was an interesting.
It's odd.
Yeah.
But hey, whatever gets you excited.
Well, he's not a head coach anymore. I would have made Mike Munchak the favorite when he was coaching.
Oh yes.
So, what about a Royal Rumble of Saban and all his disciples? Well, Saban would be the first one thrown out.
Yeah.
Well, he's got no shot.
Well, Charlie Weiss and Romeo Crennel could just sit on people.
Oh, no. You know what we need for that? Sumo wrestling.
Yeah, that would be good.
You know what? I miss when ESPN used to show that sumo wrestling late at night. I would watch that stuff. That was fun.
I miss when Ruffin McNeil was a giant fatso.
Oh, boy. Who was...
What did he get? The stomach staple?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I think
the
he
lap
did.
Band?
Yeah, because he and Ralph Fridgen would have made a really good
sumo
wrestling match, too.
Imagine you add Mark Mangino into that thing.
Oh, gosh.
Charlie Weiss, Mark Mangino.
I think Mark Mangino had the lap band too.
Yeah, but I think he put it back on. Well, it might have been Weiss. I think Weiss actually did that too. And then so did Rex Ryan. They all. It obviously doesn't work because they all put it back on.
Yeah.
So how much more entertaining would press conferences be if O'Brien let a crazy question like this happen every once in a blue moon? Would make him more likable as a human. I agree, but you know how he'd answer that.
Right.
Even if you were in a good mood, like, dumb question. What's next?
Yeah.
So. I don't
know. You don't know?
Nope.
Let me say Saban versus Belichick. Belichick would kick Saban's ass.
No doubt.
Yeah. Holgorsen would be scrappy. Yeah. I could see Dana being scrappy.
Yeah.
So. I'd like to see. You know what would be fun? And it's probably already happened. Because they're both, they've got that a-hole in them and they grew up together. A Harbaugh fight.
That would be good. You're talking about Harbaugh versus Harbaugh?
Yeah.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
Well, you got to throw Jeff in there too.
Yeah, Jeff. Jeff is probably the best fighter.
No, I think Spanky is.
Mm. So. I didn't know there was a brother named Spanky.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Spanky Harbaugh. Mm. Very famous lawyer.
I would have figured he'd have a J name.
Like Jimbo.
No, there's already a Jim. No one names their kids Jim and Jimbo. Why not? It would be Jim, John, Jeff, and Jong.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got my money on the Jong because I'm sure.
Or maybe Joe.
Yeah.
Joe Ooh, Harbaugh.
Jong Harbaugh would be a good name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeremiah. I think that's the only Jesse. People named Jay. Yeah, Jesse.
Jesse Harbaugh.
Jamarcus.
Jamarcus Harbaugh.
Ooh, Vrabel would be a good one to take in that fight.
Oh, yeah. He'd
Although
be pretty good.
Vrabel kind of got big.
Yeah.
He's
But he's still in better shape than most NFL coaches.
Yeah, I would say. All right. What do we have here?
The Texas Star Grill Shop. Guess what I'm going to be doing on Thanksgiving? Smoking a turkey. Smoking a bird. And I'm going to be doing it on my badass Pits and Spits, one of the hottest Houston-made grills on the market. It set the bar in quality with its Texas-style heavy-duty construction, performance second to none. And there's used to be a waiting list. When I got mine, there was a waiting list to get these grills. That's how badass they are. Well, they finally got a few in stock, so if you want one, jump on it now. They've got the 6-year anniversary sale going on at Texas Star Grill Shop. And if you're not into that Pits and Spits, that's fine. You want a gas grill? They've got the Saber infrared grills. Just purchased a truckload of them, so they're ready to wheel and deal with those. Maybe you want charcoal. They've got the brand new Kamado Joe 2 ceramic charcoal grills with those new airlift hinges that you can actually lift. Yeah, it's kind of a game changer. And here's the best part. They're going to treat you like part of the family. You walk in, you know what they're going to do? They're going to offer you a beer. And they're going to say, hey, what do you like to cook? How often do you like to cook? How much effort do you want to put in? And they're going to match you with the right grill for you. They're going to offer you free delivery and assembly because they're gentlemen. And they're going to offer you the meat that is out of this world good at cost. Akayushi beef you can get there at their cost. Everything you need to have a good cookout, they've got you covered. Located 59 in Shepherd in Houston, 8905 Luetta Road in Spring there in the Champions area. TexasStarGrillShop.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Tin Beer says, can Jason Garrett unleash the ginger rage, or does he just clap on the other brawling coaches?
I don't think he's got that rage in him.
No.
We spent the entire break talking about coaches and who would be a good fighter. And I was lamenting that Jack Del Rio is no longer an NFL head coach because.
Yeah, he'd be up there.
He would dominate everybody, I think. I came to Todd Bowles as probably my likely choice for NFL coaches.
No, I would say Bowles, Vrabel, I might throw Vance Joseph in there.
Okay.
That's my other one.
I thought about Ron Rivera, but I guess he's getting up there in age.
Yeah, he is. But he just looks mean, though.
He does.
He's one of those guys who could just glare at you and you'd probably run. So I could see him being in there. And Kansas City Tim, Bill Snyder versus Lincoln Riley. Yeah, Bill Snyder has that mean old man look about him.
He's so old.
I know
now.
He is, and he's got all kinds of health problems, but doesn't he look like the grandfather who would rip your head off if you screwed up something around the house?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, he looks mean.
Looks like Clint Eastwood in that what's that show? Gran Torino.
Yeah. Yeah. He would definitely be telling you to get off his lawn and making friends with a young Asian kid and giving him his car.
He'd call Jong a bunch of Asian slurs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, what about Matt Patricia?
I don't think so. I think Todd Bowles would wreck Matt Patricia.
Yeah.
But I might be wrong. Matt Patricia, he doesn't look like he's in good shape. He looks like a... He's soft. You know what I mean? I mean, he's a big boy. Don't get me wrong.
Plus, most guys with beards are fake tough.
What? Ouch.
No, like those big beards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you're trying to intimidate people with them.
Okay.
So you really don't want to get hit. That's kind of how it works. Hey, let me give something away. At 525, this is pretty good. So it'll be caller 5 at 525. That should be easy for you guys to remember. Win WWE 2K19 PS4. It's in stores now. It's bigger and better than ever with the WWE 2K19 Million Dollar Challenge, where you'll play against cover superstar. He may be coveted too, but he's cover superstar AJ Styles for a shot at $1 million. 2K Showcase is back. My career is back with an original story voiced by over 25 WWE superstars, and the WWE 2K19 roster is the biggest ever, loaded with WWE superstars, legends, and Hall of Famers. WWE 2K18 from 2K is available on all major video game platforms. Rated T for teen. What are you waiting for? Get your copy of WWE 2K19 today. Over under on how many times WWE was in that read, John?
7.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6.
Ooh,
under by 1. Under. Good guess. And guys, not till 525. Don't start calling now. You're automatically disqualified. Let's squeeze in a call. I think that's Paul. Is that what it says? What's up, Paul?
I hate to interrupt this riveting sports talk with some gambling talk, but you can pound Kansas in the under this weekend against Oklahoma. Oklahoma has really nothing to play for here. They've got a big game on deck 6 days after, so they're not going to show anything. They're going to run the ball. They're going to pound the rock, spin the clock. Kansas is a little better than they have been in years past. Oklahoma just wants to get out of this game with a win, keep the clock rolling, and I like the under, and I like Kansas a lot in this one. Just curious as to how you guys do your handicapping. Do you actually use fundamental things like yards per play, yards per carry, historical data, or do you just sort of guess?
I mean,
That's a pretty dumb question. Nobody just sort of guesses.
I would hope you're not throwing darts.
I think the whole call was just so he could say, do you just guess?
Yeah. Well, on college basketball lately, yes, I've just been guessing.
No.
But yeah, I think Fred and I are both kind of borderline nerds when it comes to stats and things like that. And yeah, yards per play is a thing I use. I like a lot of different metrics though. And there's, you can look up a lot of them in college football. Like college football, they create new metrics every year, like havoc rate and like explosiveness thing. I mean, there's metrics for all that stuff now, which I find fascinating, and I like to learn about them. And yeah, I do all that stuff. As far as the Kansas in the under, my only concern with playing that under is Oklahoma's defense is so bad that if Kansas scores 14 points, 21 points, Oklahoma's going to have to blow up on them. They're going to have to. And, I mean, Oklahoma's defense is bad enough to let Kansas score a few touchdowns. So it is a big number. And typically when there's only one good team on a big number, I lean the under too. But Oklahoma's, their defense is just so poor that it can make bad offenses look all right.
I think this one, the total is Yeah, I like, well, I'm just guessing. Never mind. No, I like correlated overs where the, if the line is 36, for instance, and the total is under 20 more than that, usually I'm going to play the over every time. This one, it's like 69, so it's a pretty, there's a pretty big gap there for that 36 points. So I could see, yeah, that game just doesn't interest me. I don't really have any opinion on it. But I'll tell you, like, what I do like is, like, LSU minus 42. I wouldn't play that against Rice, but I'll play the over 52.
Okay.
Because if LSU is going to beat them by 42, yeah, that game's going over. And I always look for that. Even teams that have good defenses, because inevitably the crap team will get one touchdown or maybe a field goal. And, hell, LSU may put up 56 on these guys by themselves. That's another thing I like in overs, when the team may score that much by itself. That's always a good sign, too. But no, I have a computer model that I use, and I think part of my issue this year is I've added more factors to it, and I don't think that those additions have been positives. I think it's skewered the numbers a little bit. So I'm actually going back this week. I've taken out two of the things I added. And it's basically you take the Sagarin ratings and a weighted home field advantage, because that's the one thing that I don't think people account for enough. It's always between 2.5 and 3 points. But there's a huge difference between, say, home field at Ohio State and Rice. You know, Rice can actually be a negative. So it's factored in with that, along with cluster injuries. And then I added a lot more yardage stats to it this year, and it's just not working. The numbers aren't nearly as dependable as they were last year. You know, yardage versus just yards per play, rushing yards per game, passing yards per game, and I think it screwed up the whole thing, because like a lot of stuff that's worked over the years hasn't worked. Disco says women love a quirky personality, AJ.
In regards to what?
I think you were talking about quirky personalities, maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, me either. All right, well, I'll tell you where you can go to bet on all those things that we were just talking about, except for the guy who says, "Do you just guess?"
Yes.
Yeah. You
actually, I want to change the answer. Yes, I just guess. That makes me feel better when I lose.
Yeah. Oh well, I didn't really put any effort into it.
Yeah. If I spend the whole week handicapping and then I lose, like I did on the NFL this week, like I've done on college basketball so far this season, I feel so stupid. Yeah. And like even Saturday, I went 5-5, and I made a little bit of money because my heavier bets, most of them came through. But when I looked at it, I made like probably $60, $70. And I was like, God, I just spent my entire week like math nerding on this stuff, and I made nothing. And then I lost even that, lost that and a lot more on Sunday. So it was, it's frustrating, man. But
well, yeah, because you put a lot of effort into it. And the other thing that's frustrating about it is that when there's times when you're not wrong and you lose, there's also times when you're not right and you win.
Yeah.
But it's when you're not close. That's when the game doesn't go anything like what you thought it was going to be. That sucks. But I just love phone calls like that, where you call in and act like you've got something you want to talk about, and then you got to try to get the jab in at the end. You know what we should do, Jong, on those? We should just dump the end of the call.
Whenever. I don't care. Haters going to hate.
No, me. I know, but it's just, it's like you can almost hear the tone of his voice that he was trying to set up to say some dickweed thing. Oh, well. Now I'm rooting against his under. I you know what? Because people do that all the time to us. Whatever your name was, which I can't even remember, that's what an impact, what an impression you made. I hope that it goes way over and you lose a bunch of money.
Are you sure he meant it?
Do you just guess? He meant it as an insult.
Oh.
Because he's a dick.
Okay.
All right.
I was going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
No, I'm not giving him the benefit of the doubt. I can always tell guys that want to do that because the way their voice is, they're like trying to be all serious about something. And you just know they're setting up for some stupid thing at the end. We get those all the time. By now I can recognize them. That's where I got to start giving Jong the throat slash and just cut them off before they can ever get to it. That's what we'll do from now on.
I will say I didn't like the start of his call, like when he was like, can we stop talking about, or not to break up this riveting conversation.
Well, see, that was also a setup, too.
Yeah, because I hate when people tell us what we should and shouldn't talk about on the show.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, who wants to talk about sports all the time? Not me. Especially on a Wednesday. Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, listen, Monday, it's always all sports. And Thursday and Friday pretty much works out as all sports. So guess what we like to do on Tuesday and Wednesday? Maybe we want to talk about which coach could get beat up by the other coach.
Yeah.
Maybe we want to talk about a damn lionfish. I'm just, you know, like to mix it up. So somebody says, I don't think he was being an a-hole. Yeah, he was.
You always see the worst in people.
No, I don't. Actually, I see the best in people more than you do.
No, that's probably true.
So if I think you're being a dickweed, you're being a dickweed. That's my stance, 531. And, guys, if you want to get on the action, though, you can be any kind of person and get on the action on MyBookie. And the cool thing is, whatever you want to bet on, if you want to get in on NFL, you want to get in on college football, you want to get in on NBA, you want to get in on college basketball, hockey, whatever, MyBookie is the online destination for anything. And the cool part, too, if you miss the start of a game, man, you can get in on that in-game live betting. There's all kinds of opportunities for you. I play horses on there as well. And I've been using MyBookie exclusively for the last couple of years because the one thing I like about it is when I do win, I get paid. That's the best part. You win, they pay. All you have to do is go to mybookie.ag or on your computer or mobile phone, Google MyBookie and get your account started. Right now, they'll match your first deposit 50%. So how about that? You deposit $200, you're going to get $100 to bet with from MyBookie for free. Just use promo code radio to activate the offer. Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code radio when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
I got loyalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. 214 said that LSU game this weekend made me want to quit gambling. That was a bad one. That was a bad one, no question. 281, what are the odds that caller is super fun to be around? 0%. Yeah. So, there you go.
You have a suspicion on who that was.
Yeah, I think I know who it was. Okay. It's a guy you've blocked on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
And who, I'm pretty sure I know exactly who it was, but I'm not going to give him any satisfaction of having his name mentioned on the show.
Okay.
I'm not even mentioning his fake name, even though I remembered what it was.
Okay.
What does The Rock used to say about those guys, Jong?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That's right.
Exactly. Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776.
Verlander finished second in the Cy Young race.
Ah.
Yeah. Blake Snell, your AL 2018 Cy Young.
Shocker.
Yeah. That's deservedly so.
The starting pitcher for the Tampa Bay Rays. He's the only one. He had a freakishly good year.
Who says Ed Hockley could take any coach? Probably, but.
How tall is Ed Hockley?
I don't think he's that tall.
I don't think he is either.
I'm going to go about. He looks like he's about 5'11.
And he's old.
Yeah. But he does have the steroid advantage.
That's true.
He is listed at 6'2", but he's really? 67 years old.
I don't buy that 6'2".
No, that's a Case Keenum 6'2".
Yeah.
Stop with that. It's almost amazing that whenever you, and we've been around a lot of athletes, they're almost always way shorter. I think Cam Newton is the only one that was listed at the height that actually looked bigger than the height he is. when we interviewed him, because when that dude walked in, I'm like, holy bleep. Yeah, he's legitimately 6'6". But most of them, they fudge it. I don't know why. I don't know why you can't just be honest. What about NBA coaches and MLB managers? Those guys can't fight at all.
No.
Let's be honest. We've seen enough baseball fights. Yeah, you're going to put Daryl Morey in a... Let's go NBA GMs and have a nerd fight. That would be awesome. 713-780-ESPN. John, have you seen this this Pikachu thing in Ryan Reynolds?
Yes. It's Detective Pikachu. Ryan Reynolds is the voice of Pikachu. And the movie is based, basically, it's a world of Pokemon that they live with the humans.
Hold on. Ryan Reynolds is the voice of Pikachu?
Yes. There's only one person.
Pikachu talk?
There's only one person that can hear him, and which is the main character, that can hear Pikachu.
Oh, my God.
And then everybody else hears, Pika, Pika.
But the main person understands what he's saying?
Yes. And he's like, oh, my God, like I've never had anybody understand me before. And then it's kind of...
That's like Lassie when she barks and, really, girl? He's in the well? Let's go get help. I mean,
I
hate that.
All I know is because Ryan Reynolds is the voice of a little yellow thing, my wife is going to want to see that movie. Just because of Ryan Reynolds. So I'll probably be having to give you a report on it.
Yeah, I think Ed Hockley is under 6 feet because
yeah.
I see a photo of him and Gary Kubiak next to each other, and Kubiak looks a little taller, and Kubiak is listed at 6 foot.
Yeah, Kubiak is a legitimate 6 foot. I've stood next to him many times. He's about 6 feet. So 936, Rudy T could take a punch. Man, that's going way back into the archives.
Yeah, but he can't.
No, it damn near ruined him. He damn near died from that.
Speaking of punches, that elbow shiv from that one Division III player, apparently he's been kicked off of campus. I don't have the tweet in front of me, but yeah, that was...
He barely touched the guy. Give me a break.
That kid could take a punch, though. He looked like he had a chin.
I mean, he was down on the ground, like, squirming.
But he wasn't, like, knocked out.
No.
That was, a forearm elbow shiv to the face.
Would Bill Parcells be into the sumo wrestling category with, like, Charlie Weiss and those guys? He was pretty big at one point.
He does have, floppy...
Moobs?
Yeah, he has moobs.
Yeah. What about Andy Reid? He's not as fat as he used to be.
No, I think he's not quite going to make the sumo wrestling cut. Not quite. Because we have to have different divisions. Just like weight divisions in real fighting, we'll have a sumo division for the really big guys because we don't want them to have to do too much.
I bet Andy Reid and Bill O'Brien are about the same size. Like, Bill O'Brien isn't, fat.
No.
Like, he's not like Romeo Crennel or, you know, old Charlie Weiss.
I'm pretty sure O'Brien would get his ass kicked by every coach in this division in the AFC South.
Gus Bradley was a guy that I thought about as I wouldn't want to mess with him.
I wouldn't want him coaching an NFL team again either.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think...
You think Frank Reich could take a... Reich's like 6'4", 6'5". Yeah, Frank Reich, he's a big boy.
Bill O'Brien's not big. Bill O'Brien's a little bully is what he is. Frank Reich would beat his ass.
What about Sean McDermott?
I don't think so. How big is Doug Marrone?
Doug Marrone is a really handsome dude.
Hideous.
He's a beautiful man. You don't want to punch that face.
Doug Marrone height 6'5".
Yeah.
Oh,
see?
He may be dangerous.
Yeah, he could take... that's what I'm saying. O'Brien would get his ass kicked by every coach in the division.
I think you might be right.
In fact, I think he'd have to drop down to college to fight Nick Saban to win a fight. That's what I think. All right. Yeah, I'm getting a bunch of Jack Del Rios, but he's not
coach
coaching
anymore. Yeah, he's the if he's in, he's the lock. But
I don't know, man. I think Vrabel. I think
Jack Del Rio would crush Vrabel. They're from a different era, man. Vrabel's way harder than Del Rio's way harder than Vrabel.
You know what? You know who O'Brien might be able to beat? John Gruden.
Maybe so.
Yeah, that's probably where he fits in the coach fighting.
Yeah, Gruden would just look at him and then just kind of.
Gruden looks the meanest.
Yeah, but he's like tiny.
Yeah, he is. What year was it, the Super Bowl? He was actually, he came and sat at the table right next to us, talked to him for a couple minutes. He's another one that when you see him in person, and he's Palillo-like.
He's listed at 5'10", but I'm guessing he's like 5'8".
Yeah, if that. I think if we wanted to mix stuff here, I think Charlie Palillo could take both John Gruden and Nick Saban.
Okay.
In a fight.
Triple threat match. Lock him into a steel cage.
Yeah. I'll take Palillo and I'll make him the favorite in that. Not a topic that would ever come up on Charlie's show, I guarantee you.
I don't think so.
But, hey, Mike Leach started this.
He did.
It's really on him.
It's John says Tomlin looks like a scrapper. Mike Tomlin's like 5'8" tops. I mean, he's not big. I don't think there's any way.
No.
He wouldn't hold up in the long run.
About OB versus Kyle Shanahan.
Kyle, I've been around Kyle a lot. Wouldn't be one of my early draft picks in a coach's fight situation.
Mm.
Really smart guy, but yeah, not that scrappy.
O'Brien would be winning the fight and make a dumb decision at the end and get knocked out.
Like Korean Zombie did, John. Did you see that?
409 said that one.
We didn't get to talk about that fight on Saturday. One of probably the best fight of the year so far. And Jong's boy, Korean Zombie, Chan Sung Jung. Did I say that right, Jong?
You're close.
Okay, close enough. Was fighting Yair Rodriguez. And there was it was like 10 seconds left in the fight. And it's like the very last flurry. It was a really great fight, back and forth. Korean Zombie was up 4-1 on judges' cards. So he was about to win the fight.
Right.
But he starts chasing Rodriguez at the very end, and Rodriguez ducks down. And, like, imagine yourself folded over at the waist and then throwing your elbow up, like, behind your back. It hit him right in the jaw. It destroyed him. Laid flat out with 1 second left on the clock.
I saw the photo of both of them in the hospital afterwards.
Oh, boy. It was good violence.
Hmm.
So.
All right. Tell the people about Bill Advisor.
All right, guys. If you own your home, you need to listen up. Our friends over at Bill Advisor, they're about to deliver you big savings on your home insurance. And shopping for a better deal on your policy has always been a hassle. It used to take hours to get a reliable quote. Then someone came along and said, we'll get you a few percent in 15 minutes. But Bill Advisor's got a new system that's even faster, and you're probably going to save a bunch of money. They're going to deliver you a firm insurance quote in just 15 seconds using nothing but a text message. Grab your phone now and text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You send that back, you'll get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And the savings, guys, they are real. The average homeowner saving over $790 a year. Real coverage with real savings real fast. It's 2018. No one has 15 minutes anymore. Bill Advisor finds you savings in seconds. It's the new way to shop and save big on your home insurance. One more time, text money to 232323 and get your home insurance quote from Bill Advisor.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I have a giveaway, but first I have to tell you, please check out SportsMap.com. You can follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. Tons of good stuff on there. Some Carmelo stuff. A.J.'s fantasy ranks are already up. Got the soccer report up. Got Jerry's gambling guide up. Got your Big 12 reports up. The Texas FBS rankings of schools. Just UT still number one. UHACC report, AAC report, and Cowboys report will post in the morning. There's just tons of good stuff on there. Videos, you name it. WWE Raw returns to Toyota Center December 3rd to broadcast live to the world from Houston, win a pair of tickets, and not only see Raw Women's Champion Ronda Rousey return to Houston, but Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, and more. Tickets to WWE Raw are still available. They start at just $20. Get yours at toyotacenter.com at 5:55. We'll take caller number 5. Do not call before then. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Okay, John, I think we need to bring up this at the next management meeting because it appears to be an effective way to get people to meet their goals. Unfortunately, some people have been arrested.
Mm. We should do these with the ratings, too.
Yeah.
I saw the story.
That's a good idea. Three managers of a home improvement firm in southern China have been jailed after they forced staff to drink urine, eat insects, and flog them with belts because they did not meet sales targets.
Mm.
I kind of like this idea. They were arrested after an employee of the company claimed staff had been subjected to extreme punishments in a post on social media. The hashtag employees who fail to meet their goals forced to drink urine has been viewed almost 540,000 times. I'm sorry. I feel like that's a pretty good motivator. So listen, you get your ratings up or you drink urine. Don't you think that would motivate people?
I think it might.
I don't know that it actually works with ratings because that's so we all know how capricious that is. But sales goals, I think maybe we could talk to the sales staff and say, hey, can't meet this goal?
Hard times. Drink this piss.
Yeah. You get a choice. You get to drink urine, eat insects, or be flogged with a belt.
Mm.
I would probably take the insects of the three.
Well, the thing is, we've all eaten insects.
What are my other two options?
Drink urine, eat insects, or be flogged with a belt. Or how about this? Meet your damn goals.
I'll get flogged with a belt. I got that all the time when I was a kid, and I turned out all right.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'll take both those things before I drink piss.
That's not on my list.
That's not happening for me.
But see, we've all swallowed bugs and stuff before by accident. I saw some study about how many we'll swallow in our lifetime. But apparently the post included a video showing a man standing topless in the center of a room being whipped by another man with a belt while other people gathered around watching. It also showed people drinking cups of yellow liquid. It was later deleted, but screenshots showed text messages apparently sent by managers threatening staff with various punishments if they did not meet sales targets set by the company. Kind of like this. I do. If the sales goal has not been met by the end of this month, the team leader will have to eat 3 cockroaches for each failed sale.
Ooh.
That could get filling. Yeah. Other punishments involve drinking vinegar or toilet water, selling condoms and sanitary pads on the street. Okay, that one I could.
Why don't you just, if they don't meet their goal, you just fire them and find a new salesperson?
Yeah.
It's too easy.
Yeah, or having their head shaved.
I got to be honest.
I'll take that one.
Yeah, we all choose that.
I'll take that one.
We'll take the head shave.
I mean, let's just say for a second, your boss sits you down and they're like, okay, you didn't meet your sales goal. I need you to drink this piss. Like, wouldn't you just like be like, man, I'm going to find a new job. This job just isn't for me. I don't feel like I'm fitting in here.
Hmm.
Right?
That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Buddy Paul, who has something on Sports Map today, texted me and said safe money would be on Tom Cable in that fight. If we start expanding it to assistants, then you're going to get some guys who can actually fight. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 is your number. What are you?
Yeah. If you want a better job, I think drinking piss or getting fired, I would get fired and then
go to my computer career and get yourself set up with a real job where they don't make you do things like that. Let's talk about my computer career. A graduate that used to work somewhere like Quickie Mart, or, you know, I don't want to use the name of a real gas station, but you know the kind of place. It was a job he couldn't get out of quick enough. He was a great student, and such a great student, in fact, they hired him as a mentor. And since their program's designed for people with zero IT experience, they support their students with one-on-one mentoring. And if you don't jump out of bed every day excited for work, think about changing it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years. If you don't have computer experience or training, they don't even care. Helping people start an IT career, that's what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online just two or three times a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.